Happy week after Thanksgiving, geniuses. Oh my goodness. How was your Thanksgiving? What'd you do? Did you hang out with family? Did you eat all the food? Did you put on your eating pants as my middle child did? Hilarious. This was the first year for me, like personally, that I actually spent Thanksgiving alone. Yep. My kids and their dad, they went to Mississippi and hung out, and I just made the choice to stay at home. I just really wanted to do nothing, which means this is the first time, well, let me think, no, maybe like the second time in 17 years that I haven't cooked, which during my alone time, I realized that I kind of enjoyed that. And it's not so much the cooking, you know, but I enjoyed the memories that come with it, because the girls, especially when all three of them were in the house and they would make their aprons and they would come in the kitchen and they would cook with me and we would just have a good time. So I just enjoy those memories and that just getting together and hanging out with them in that way. But I also really enjoy just doing nothing. Like literally I slept until noon on Thanksgiving. I slept until almost noon. And then I didn't get out of bed until, I don't know, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I kind of switched locations. I watched television, a couple of movies, which I never watched TV in the back. But Thursday, Thanksgiving, I did. And I had a few days to myself, but I had just the right amount of time, you know, enough time to decompress and relax, but not so much time where I'm like, oh no, I'm, you know, missing the kids and calling them, like everybody came back on Saturday. And it was great. I really enjoyed having them back, but I also enjoyed, you know, my alone time. And guess what? I did not work, people. I did not work. So if you got the email, you know, the office was closed from Wednesday until we opened back up this Monday. Now, Wednesday, I did have to do some work, but that's all on me. Like, I had to record last week's podcast because I didn't do it on the Friday before. So that's all on me, right? But I really just enjoyed not working. So after I did that, like, once I got that podcast up and published and everything, I was like, oh, wow, I get to do nothing. What am I going to do? Oh, nothing. And you know, for some people that might not be like a big deal, but for me to be able to sit in the nothingness was huge. I'm not sure what happened, but like after law school, I felt like if I'm not doing something, like something's wrong. But I'm learning, you know, as I grow as a person, as I grow as a business owner, that it is okay to do nothing, that rest is necessary. And to sit and enjoy it. So much so that I'm going to do it again in December. But I'm going to basically take off from December 16th until January 3rd. Now, in that time, I will be doing nothing. But then I'll also be doing some, you know, in the business type stuff. But the office will be open. I'll resend the holiday hours email for anyone that needs it. But enough about me. Enough about me. Welcome to episode 107 of the Own Your Genius podcast, a podcast about business mindset and law. Listen, I just want to leave you all with a little bit of information as we go into the new year, because I've seen some things. Of course, you know, everyone thinks LLCs are the end all, but if you're thinking about gifting someone an LLC for Christmas, today's episode is going to talk about two things, right? It's going to answer two questions. One is, why do I, as a single member LLC, why do I need an operating agreement? And what is an operating agreement? So I guess that's two questions. And this will be the third question. And the third question that we get all the time is, do I need an LLC or a trademark? So buckle up, buttercup. Here we go.
Most people get an LLC because, one, they see everybody else doing it and they feel like, I need to get an LLC if I'm starting a business, which is not necessarily true. They have a lot of different types of entities that you can run your business as. You have sole proprietorship, corporations, S-corps, partnerships, and things of that nature. But most people choose LLC, and for good reason. What you want to be able to do as a business owner is keep your business liabilities in the business. You don't want that touching your personal. Some people think that they have to have a corporation in order to get that type of protection, but you don't. That's the whole purpose of that LLC, is so that your business liabilities can stay over there and your personal can be over here. In order to keep that liability, keep that separate, What you have to do as a business owner is actually keep it separate, because that's what you're asking the state to do. LLCs are on the state level, they're not federal. So you're asking the states to see you separate from your business. In order for you to ask the court to do that, you have to do it. Like, you have to actually be running your business separate from your personal. A lot of people have a business and they will run their business straight through their personal accounts. You can't do that. That's the quickest way to lose your limited liability. Now let's talk about operating agreements. What an operating agreement is a contract between the owners of the company. And when you have an LLC, that owner is actually referred to as members. So that operating agreement is an agreement between the members of the LLC. And in that agreement, you lay out how decisions are going to be made, how you're going to add new members, what's going to happen when you close the business, how decisions will be made, what expenses can be reimbursed. Like, there's a lot of things that can be included in that agreement. And so what my clients say, because I do a lot of single member LLCs, but what they ask, they say, well, Attorney Murray, it's just me. Why do I need an operating agreement if I'm the only member of my LLC? The reason you want an operating agreement as a single member LLC is because, again, it really goes back to showing that separate. So you want to put in your operating agreement how you're going to run your business, right? You want to show that you are running your business separate from your personal. So you want to write in there everything that your business can do, especially about being able to reimburse certain expenses and how decisions will be made and dissolution and things of that nature. So if anything ever happened and your status was ever questioned, you'd be able to say, Judge, look, here's an operating agreement that I prepared when I opened up my LLC, and everything that I have done is according to this operating agreement. So I'm running my business according to how I decided it should be ran, and it's not intermingled or intertwined with my personal. So that is the number one reason, because let me tell you, single member LLCs are the fastest members to lose their LLC status, like meaning that the courts find more quickly that single member LLCs are not running their business separate from their personal, which you have to do if you're going to have an LLC, which is why you want evidence that you are in any way that you can. And having an operating agreement is an amazing, effective way of doing that. All right?
Hey, genius. We're going to get back to the podcast episode in just a moment, but first I need to ask you, have you heard of the Genius Insider program? The Genius Insider is our low-cost, high-value legal subscription program for innovative entrepreneurs who are disrupting their industry. Your membership gives you access to free consultations and document review so you can speak with an attorney before you put yourself in a janky legal situation. Your subscription also gives you access to contract templates and discounted legal services. Visit geniusinsider.co, that's geniusinsider.co, to learn more and apply. Now let's get back to our regularly scheduled program. The question whether you should get an LLC or a trademark, you know, they're not two things that are comparable. Your LLC is your business entity. What type of business entity you want for your business? And there's many different ones. You know, you have LLC, you have corporations, sole proprietorship, S-corps, partnerships. On the other hand, the question of trademarks is really about protecting your intellectual property. And you have different types of intellectual property or different ways they can be protected. You have, you know, trademarks, copyright, and patents. And so when you're asking whether or not you should get an LLC or a trademark, you're not really comparing two things that can be compared. Okay? So you have two different questions. The first thing you want to consider is, what's the best entity for your business? That's question one. Then the second question is, what type of intellectual property do I have, and what's the best method to protect it? Okay? So those are the two questions that you should be asking, not whether or not you should get an LLC or a trademark, because they really protect two different things. Okay? Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with three people and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.